Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves and this is Reeves Point of View. Today I want to talk to you about why some people have attorneys when they speak to the press. Most people, whenever they see an attorney with a person, usually think that that person may be in some type of legal trouble, whether it be their defense attorney or maybe a situation where they're looking to sue someone or they're having somebody defend them. But you often will see situations, if you've been paying close attention to some of the recent cases like the Derek Chauvin trial, that you find these situations where you'll see family members who are family members to the deceased will have an attorney with them. And so I've often had people ask me, why is there an attorney there? Does that necessarily mean they're going to file a lawsuit? Here's some things that you need to think about as to why you may see an attorney being there with someone. First is the public relations aspect of it, because you have to understand that a lot of times if you're dealing in a case that may be a high profile case, these family members are going to find themselves having to engage with multiple people from various different sources, whether it be print media, digital media, or even in front of a television or radio. So you've got different news outlets, whether it be local, state, or even national, that's going to be engaging the family members. And sometimes the family want to make sure they have a buffer between them and the media. A lot of times these media sources are going to be asking for different things, whether it be releases, whether there be the opportunity to interview. And when family members or people are finding themselves in a highly charged and emotional situation, they may not want to directly address dealing with the press. So having someone who is an attorney there who can help them present their side of a particular situation and help them control the narrative may be essential. Second is that the reality is that there actually might be a legal case. In this particular situation, if the individual is having to finally maybe file a lawsuit against a particular individual, or maybe they're responding to a lawsuit where they are being sued, they may be very cautious about making sure they don't say anything that might hurt their legal case. So having an attorney there who can help them craft or say things in such a way that responds to whatever inquiries they're getting from the press, but does not cause harm to any potential case, either one that may be coming against them or one they may file, is a very valuable resource. So having somebody who is familiar with navigating those things is extremely crucial. Third is protection. Now, this is going to sound silly, but it goes back to the lawsuit type of thing. The reality is that if you're dealing with a traumatic situation, whether it be somebody getting hurt, somebody being traumatized, somebody even passing away, getting bombarded by the press can be an overwhelming situation. And because it's so overwhelming, you may find yourself in a position where you're having all these different places or different things coming at you 100 miles an hour, and you may not be in the best position to be able to engage them in a particular way. So having a point of entry where you're effectively saying, if you want to talk to me, talk to this person first, it gives you the peace of mind of knowing that whatever information that you've got coming to you is coming through a filtered source. That particular source can literally keep people at bay and say, listen, they want you to leave them alone, come to me. And in some instances, depending on the circumstances, your attorney can initiate legal proceedings to basically keep that person from engaging you. You're going to want that peace of mind of knowing that you have someone who's going to stand out in the forefront and kind of keep all of these things at bay. So this way, you're not being compromised by having to deal with all this on a regular basis. And finally, and fourthly, being in a situation where you have somebody that can help you navigate potential financial opportunities. Depending on the circumstances, you may find yourself having somebody approach you saying they want to tell your story. And tell your story, whether it be encapsulating it in print, encapsulating it in film, whether made for TV, whatever the case may be, you may find you have a lot of opportunities from that standpoint, or even speaking engagements, speaking opportunities, opportunities to participate in panels and so forth. You're going to find that if you're in a situation like this, opportunities may present themselves, and if you're not totally sure about the contracts you need to fill out, the things that you need to sign, things you need to engage, you may worry that you may either one, miss an opportunity, or two, squander one you have right in front of you because you're not sure which is the most prudent avenue to cover. Having an attorney there can help you not only navigate the legal documents that you have to engage, but also help you when you're starting to engage different other entities that may be wanting to contract to utilize your services because of the situation that you're currently in. Bear in mind this. When you see someone who is dealing with the press and dealing with the reality that they are in a very highly charged emotional situation where right now they're having their 15 minutes of people wanting to know what's going on, having an attorney that can help you navigate all that because of potential things you have to worry about in the future, whether they be financial opportunities or even legal situations or just peace of mind. Trust, it's very important that you make sure that you have an infrastructure in place that's going to protect you and shield you from all of the different things that's going to come at you at 100 miles an hour. Having an attorney can go a long way towards giving you some peace of mind. So that is a valuable resource that you should give some serious thought to. If you find yourself in the midst of a very highly emotional situation and you want to make sure that the decisions that you make are prudent going forward.